This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
The only dating term I've found to be kind of actually useful, ghosting.
I knew you were going to say ghosting.
That one made sense.
Yeah.
Because that's a fairly, I think, new phenomenon in
because
this day
of social
and
media,
yes.
And tech.
Yes, now you just pretend like the person doesn't exist and you fade into the background and that poor sucker's like, okay, where did she go? Where is she?
We need to come up with a term for the opposite of that, which is what you do.
Excuse me?
You never let go of someone you're dating. Like
no,
you'll just kind of demote them and then
I know they'll get tired of me on their own.
There's no need to dangle a carrot in front of them once in a while for dinner.
There's no need to do the heavy lifting. They're going to do it for me. I just wear them down.
Right, but then you never just completely disconnect. You are friends with every woman you have ever gone out.
Do they have anything bad to say about me?
No.
Some
of them are just a little confused.
Right. No, they're not confused at all. Anybody who says they're confused, that's on them. What are we going to call that term?
That's what I'm saying. We need to come up with...
You never commit. Mm-hmm. You never really break up. You wear them down.
And then you just kind of keep in touch enough to keep their number in your phone forever.
Yeah, but I just want to remain friends.
Remember that one woman said, though, I have enough friends?
Oh, yeah, that... Do you know why that started that fight?
Because you said, I don't want to sleep with you. I just want to be friends.
No, that's not it. It was her birthday. And it was 2 a.m. And I had to get up. And I kept trying to get her out of the bar.
But you were like, let's just be friends.
No.
Okay.
And I said, listen, I got to go home. I'm exhausted. I have a wedding tomorrow. Blah, blah, blah. She threw my gift, which was still wrapped. She threw it back at me. I'm still in the car. I was bringing her home.
Which I think was workout clothes, if my memory...
I don't recall.
Okay.
But she threw it back at me. And I said, well, I'd like to think we're still friends. And she said,
I have enough friends.
That's right.
Slam.
Okay. Should I take that as a no?